Labor and Commerce Committee to order. Today is Wednesday, March 2nd, 2016. I'm Senator Mia Costello, and with me today is Vice Chair Senator Giesel and Senate President Kevin Meyer, and the time is 1:05 in the afternoon. Senators Stevens and Ellis are excused. Today we have Senate Bill 98, introduced by Senator Machicki, Prescription Without Physical Examination. This is the third hearing for the bill. Public testimony has closed, and it's our intent today to adopt a committee substitute and then look to the will of a committee. So with that, Senator Giesel, would you like to move the new version?
Madam Chair, I move the committee adopt the CS for Senate Bill 98, work version LS0838/November, as the working document.
Okay, and I'll object for the sake of discussion, and my aide, Weston Eiler, will go over the changes in the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. For the record, Weston Eiler, staff to the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee. The CS before you version N takes into account members' comments and requests in the previous hearing. I'll go over those. They begin in Section 5 on page 4. They range from lines 7 to 13. And if permission to read, Madam Chair, I'll just kind of go over the language. The first was the conceptual amendment that was proposed in the previous hearing that was just incorporated and rolled into the CS. Rewording lines 7 through 9, subsection 2, prescribe, dispense, or administer a prescription drug in response to an internet questionnaire or electronic mail message to a person with whom the physician does not have a prior physician-patient relationship. Continuing, Madam Chair, the further changes are on that same section, subsection E on page 4, lines 10 through 13. The board may adopt regulations to require a telemedicine business offering services in the state to register with the board before offering services in this subsection. Telemedicine means a medical practice primarily engaged in the delivery of telemedicine. This was added at the request of stakeholders and the sponsor as a compromise language to address some of the concerns by the AMSA, the Medical Association, and also to reflect the ongoing discussion with this version of the bill. That concludes the changes in the committee substitute, Madam Chair.
Are there any questions of committee members? No questions?
I have a continuing objection after we remove yours.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and remove my objection, and the committee substitute version N is now before us.
Excuse me, Madam Chair. I object to the adoption of this working document.
Okay. And do you want to explain your objection?
Yes, I would like to speak to my objection.
Sure.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, I have three reasons for opposing the added language on page 4, lines 10 through 13. I'm going to refer to the four-page letter that we received from the Alaska State Medical Association. I'm going to refer to page 2. Number 1 on that page. The sentence reads, "The Alaska State Medical Board and licensing operations are already overworked with significant delays in licensing new physicians." So this letter articulates that this board is overworked. The Board of Medicine regulates individuals, and that can be seen in this version of the bill on page 2, Duties of the Board. Begins on line 21 of page 2, Duties of the Board. You see words in here, the words applicants, licensees, persons, physician. These are individuals, Madam Chair. The section that's being added in lines 10 through 13 now expand the duties of the board to include the oversight of businesses. You see the word business in this section. Madam Chair, this expands the board's purview and will enable the writing of regulations, which take me to my second point, The second point being that enables the board to regulate businesses and defeat free market competition and innovation. We've had a couple presentations, Madam Chair, brought at your invite about the subject of innovation and competition. This now will create a new barrier. We could be seeing arbitrary and capricious regulations, which would limit businesses operating in the medical field in this state. We have no control over those regulations. This is a new authority over businesses. My third point is the cost of health care, Madam Chair, which is something we're all very aware of. We know that Alaska has the highest cost of health care in the Pacific Northwest, and we know that from the Milliman Report. It's November 2011. It was commissioned by the Alaska Healthcare Commission. It compared Alaska's costs to other states in the Pacific Northwest: Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Wyoming, North Dakota, and Hawaii. Alaska was the highest cost healthcare. We know that the United States has the highest healthcare cost in the world, which by extension, that kind of makes us top in the world. But in the executive summary of the Milliman Report, page 33, second to the last paragraph, refers to the relative lack of competition among providers, a limited number of providers in any given specialty. Physicians can largely dictate the fees they are paid by commercial payers. Again, we're talking here about the cost of health care. Madam Chair, I believe this section of the bill that has been added, lines 10 through 13 on page 4, will serve to further restrict competition and continue to adversely affect the cost of health care in Alaska. Consequently, I speak against this and object the adoption of working version November.
Okay. We'll take a brief at ease. is called back to order. Again, for those listening online, we have Senate Bill 98 in front of us, and we were just discussing version N and whether or not there's any objection to the committee adopting version N of the bill now that we've heard what's in it. Is there any objection to adopting version N?
Madam Chair, I remove my objection.
Okay, seeing no objection to this version, version N is adopted. Senator Geisel.
Madam Chair, I offer a conceptual amendment to version November.
Go ahead and explain your amendment.
Madam Chair, my amendment would create a new Section 6, which would state the DCCD, that's the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development, shall maintain a register of telemedicine businesses doing business in Alaska, which includes the name, address, and contact number for those businesses. And then the subsequent sections would be renumbered. And I would delete from version N lines 10 through 13 on page 4.
Okay. Is there any objection to the conceptual amendment? Seeing no objection, it's amended. Would the sponsor like to provide any final comments for the committee?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senator Peter Michiki, District C, even I have trouble with my name. District O. And first off, I wanted to recognize my staff, Chuck Kopp, and your staff, Madam Chair, for all the hard work on this bill. And mostly what I wanted to say is in this effort to reduce the cost of health care and make quality care more available to Alaskans, I want to thank you and your committee for taking the time to not release a bill that you didn't think was quite ready to go. I think in this business, sometimes we move things along, and you stood tall, and I appreciate your diligence on processing this bill responsibly. So thank you very much for your hard work.
Our pleasure. Thank you for introducing the bill.
I have a question for the
sponsor. Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senator Michiki, as the sponsor of this bill, did you have any comments on the amendment that was just made?
I do. I think it's the right amendment. I think compartmentalizing our state boards and state departments into what they do appropriately is important, and I think it is the right amendment. I appreciate Senator Geisel for making it. The goal of those that are less comfortable than some of us with telehealth is to make sure that they have a way to contact those businesses and understand who is operating them. This achieves that goal without leaving the potential for burdensome regulations coming from the board. So I do support the amendment.
Thank you.
Thank you. And it is my understanding from our discussions that it is simply a list that we're asking the department to keep, something like a little black book with the name, the address, and the contact of these companies. And so no more than that is what we're asking for, and I appreciate, Senator Geisel, your work on that also. So with that, Senator Geisel.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move the CS for Senate Bill 98, version LS0838/November, as amended from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Is there any objection? Okay. Seeing none, so moved, and the committee will adjourn.